Welcome back, friends. Welcome back to the Corbett Report. I'm James Corbett of CorbettReport.com, coming to you, as always, from the sunny climes of Western Japan here in December of 2024 with another edition of Solutions Watch, that regular series where, week in and week out, we are examining ways that we can improve our lives and improve the world for the better. And this week, I'm going to talk about something that maybe you've heard before. I mean, stop me if you have heard this before, but I think RSS is an extremely powerful, extremely underappreciated tool that we should all have in our research tool belt. But I also want to talk about simple tips, techniques, tricks that you can start implementing in your life today to change the world that you are creating for yourself. And you cannot get simpler than the simple idea that I'm going to introduce today, namely really simple syndication, RSS. The tool for actually and truly decentralizing so that we don't have to worry about third-party censorship middlemen stepping in to stop people, to scrub you from YouTube, and suddenly you lose the 600,000 subscribers I had at the time in which they deleted my channel, etc. You don't have to worry about it because the technology for circumventing all of that exists, and it has existed for at least, what, 2.5 decades now? It's called Really Simple Syndication, RSS. I don't rely on a third-party middleman to algorithmically define what it is I'm seeing. Even right. If you follow people on Twitter, you're not necessarily seeing their tweets, right?
Exactly.
It used to be just a ranked sort of chronological list of people you follow. But now, of course, it's not that. It's whatever they want to show you, whenever they want to show it to you.
Right.
But there's a solution to that problem that has existed that predates social media itself. It's called RSS, Really Simple Syndication. People don't even remember RSS anymore, unfortunately, but I subscribe to RSS feeds of various news sources and people that I want to follow. And then there's no middleman whatsoever. I just have an RSS list of here are all the headlines of articles or here are all the podcasts. And I choose what I want to watch and listen to. And that, you know what? It works for me. I don't know. I can't speak for everyone, but I much prefer that than the social media nonsense that's going on right now. Yes, I hope you have heard me talk about RSS once or twice in the past, because in case you haven't gathered yet, I do think it is an incredibly important, incredibly powerful, incredibly simple tool that we can use to take our news feeds back into our own hands. But in case you haven't heard me talk about it yet, never fear, I'm here with a link for you, and so I will direct you to a previous edition of Solutions Watch, namely Really Simple Syndication, where I talked about RSS, why it's important, and some basic tips about it. But I know that as a new technology to people who haven't used it before, it can, like any other new way of doing things, be confusing at first. So I know that, well, people have problems getting started with RSS. It can be as simple or as complicated as you want to make it. So let's go through a little bit of that, and let's take a representative example of that type of feedback from the recent edition of the Corbett Report interview, number 1913 on the future of decentralized media, which was my appearance on the Collapse Life podcast, where I was talking about RSS and its utility. And if you scroll down to the bottom of the comments there, you'll find David McVane, who writes, "I can never work out how to use that RSS thing." Well put, David McVane. I guarantee you are not the only person in the crowd who cannot work out how to use that RSS thing. So that's why I'm here today, to show you step by step how to use that RSS thing. And it is not as complicated as it might appear at first glance. And there are a number of things to say about this, but let's start by talking about the main ways that people subscribe to podcasts. Use RSS. One is to subscribe to podcasts like the Corbett Report podcast or other audio or video podcasts. And the other is as a news feed generator, where you can get articles and headlines from your favorite news sources. Today, we're going to focus on the second one of those options, the news reader option, rather than the podcatcher option, because I would sincerely like to think that people in the Corbett Report podcast audience know how to subscribe to a Corbett Report podcast or a podcast in general. I know that's not always the case, because I think there are people who are literally downloading each MP3 file from my website and then putting it on their device manually and so that they have it with them. I think it would be a lot easier to use a podcatcher and subscribe to the RSS feed. But anyway, if there are enough people in the audience that are saying, James, no, I want to see, show me how to subscribe to a podcast, I will do that. Let's turn this into Corbett Tech Tips. But for today, let's just concentrate on the newsreader side of RSS, which, as I say, is an incredibly important thing because there are third-party big tech Silicon Valley middlemen who want to get in between you and your information sources so that they can algorithmically manipulate you and form your entire worldview, form an identity for you that you are but dimly aware is being structured by third parties, unless you've taken the time to really think about it. And if you are interested in that concept of how your newsfeed is shaping you, I would highly suggest you go and check out my podcast episode on pricking the filter bubble. It is an encapsulation of exactly how that can be done and why this is important for us to be consciously taking control of our feeds back into our own hands, not leaving them up to the algorithmic control of nameless or even named big tech oligarchs like Musk or whoever else. All right, so having said that, just to set the table for this, I'll point you to this 5 open source RSS feed readers article from opensource.com, not because of any of their specific suggestions for feed readers. This article is from March of 2017, and thus is 7.5 years out of date right by now, and some of the links are literally broken links because some of these feed readers aren't even being updated anymore. But it starts with, I think, a valuable table setting for today's topic. It says, when Google Reader was discontinued 4 years ago, many technology experts called it the end of RSS feeds. And it's true that for some people, social media and other aggregation tools are filling a need that feed readers for RSS, Atom, and other syndication formats once served. But RSS is no more gone than email, JavaScript, SQL databases, the command line, or any number of other technologies that various people told me more than a decade ago had numbered days. And he goes on to say, the truth is, RSS and related feed formats are just more versatile than anything in wide usage that has attempted to replace it. There is no other easy way for me as a consumer to read a wide variety of publications formatted in a client of my choosing, where I am virtually guaranteed to see every item that is published, while simultaneously not being shown a bunch of articles I have already read. And as a publisher, it's a simple format that most any publishing software I already use will support out of the box, letting me reach more people and easily distribute many types of documents. So no, RSS is not dead. Long live RSS. I think that's a good encapsulation of the importance of this, because as the writer here points out, a client of my choosing, what does that refer to? Well, essentially, again, all RSS is a file that is hosted on a server somewhere, in my case, on the Corbett Report server, that will essentially broadcast out to anyone who is choosing to listen, any news reader that is signed up for my RSS feed will be listening. And when there is a new podcast or a new article or whatever RSS feed you're signed up to, it will say, hey, there's a new thing. And then your reader, your client, will hear that and will do whatever you program it to do, like automatically download the new podcast or let you know that it exists or whatever you've programmed your client to do. But that's a client that is sitting there listening to the feed and telling and organizing that somehow. And here's one of the other beautiful things about RSS. It's completely decentralized and totally whatever you want it to be. So there are many, 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 many newsreader clients, podcatchers and newsreaders, and there is no single one that you need. There, it could literally be anything. You could even program your own. If you know how to code, you can make your own newsreader client that does exactly what you want it to do and looks exactly like you want it to look. Most people, I would imagine, are not that code inclined and not going to do that for themselves. So there are a number of options that exist. And this is why some people get confused. I don't know how to use that RSS thing, because what do I do? Oh, suddenly I need a client, I need a newsreader, I need a podcaster. Which one? How do I use it? I don't know. It's complicated. Let me just sign up for Twitter. No, don't do that. Take it into your own hands. And I will show you some options that are on the table today. And you choose whichever option seems best for your own use profile. And let me put the caveat right up front that for people who are super tech geeks and who compile their own code from GitHub and all of that, you're going to want to cover your ears for the next few minutes or scrub ahead. In fact, why are you even listening if you're that tech inclined? But anyway, just don't listen, because I'm going to start from the noob beginner level for just the absolute basic entry for the first time you've ever even heard of a newsfeed and just know nothing about computers, all the way up to the more advanced level. So let's start at the beginner level. Now, this is not the way that I would recommend. This is not the best way to use RSS, but it's a way. And it's a way to get your foot in the water at any rate and start constructing a newsfeed for the first time. And that is to use, there are many different websites that or apps that offer essentially as a service. This is a newsreader client that we are curating that will help you to formulate your newsfeed. And generally, these are supported by models where you can sign up and as a subscriber, a paying subscriber, for extra features for your to pimp out your newsfeed in various ways, or they will inject ads into your newsfeed so that they will pay the bills. So this isn't the best way to do it, because again, you are ultimately signing up for a service that's being provided by a third party, which isn't the right way to be using RSS. But anyway, it's a foot in the door. It's a way to at least start constructing a newsfeed for the first time. And there are a number of services that do this. One that I mentioned last time was Feedly. There are many others that are out there like that. EnoReader is a popular one. NewsBlur exists. Fipper is something that exists that at the very least is a free app. But again, as I say, I think it inserts ads into your newsfeed so that they can pay their bills. So there are various ways that these types of services can be used. I have never, in full disclosure, I've never used EnoReader, I've never used NewsBlur, I've never used Fipper, so I can't speak to them. I have used Feedly, and so I do have a Feedly account, and I do have a newsfeed constructed here that you can see. As I have said in the past, I've shown my newsfeed. I'm always subscribing and unsubscribing to various RSS feeds at various times, so these are some of the feeds that I'm currently signed up for that... Essentially, when I sign in, this is what I see, and I can go to my all page, and it will load my feeds, and it will show me all of my unread articles, and there are in a sequential timeline. This is not algorithmically curated in some special way to get me to look here and not look there. These are just the articles that have been posted in the order they've been posted, at least starting from this today mark. There it is, and these are all the articles that I could read, and if I'm interested, I could click on it and read it here if I was so inclined, or I can click on the headline and it'll take me to the website and I can go read it there. When I'm done with it, I have various options. I can read it later, save to board, mark as read and hide, etc. And basically I can just get rid of it and I'll never see that article again if I choose to get rid of it, unless I choose to go back into the feed and manually bring it up. So it's a pretty simple way of going through, and as I do, going through hundreds of articles per day and figuring out which ones I need to read and which ones I don't. And it's just a simple graphical way to do that. And it's from a feed that I have constructed myself. All of these are essentially, these are all RSS feeds that are being fed into my news feed here. And so what's up with that, for example, whatsupwiththat.com has an RSS feed that I can subscribe to. And it's pretty easy on something like Feedly. You can go to follow sources. So if you want to find a source, let's just Unlimited Hangout. I think I am already subscribed to the Unlimited Hangout feed. But anyway, you type it in, it will find the feed for you and you can follow it that way. Or if you have an RSS URL, you can just post it in here. What's an RSS URL? Well, I hope you know. For example, here's my feed, in case you've never seen it at the top here. That orange button with the dot and the line circulating from it, that's RSS. So if you copied that link, you could go to your feed reader, whatever feed reader that is, and find the place where you can put in a feed, and you can just copy, paste that in, and you can go there, and you can follow me that way. But also, I hope you also know, in my menu bar, if you've ever seen that, there is an RSS button there. And if you click on that RSS button, you're going to get not just the main feed for the website, which is auto-generated from, I think, the last 10 posts from the website, something like that, but you can actually get each individual feed broken down here. So, for example, let's just say you only want my articles for some reason. Why not? Okay, you can copy the link to that article RSS feed, and you can type it in here or paste it in. And there's the Corbett Report articles. So if you click into this feed, you can see the last several ones. There was the December open thread, etc. So you can subscribe, and every time there's a new article, it will appear in your news feed over here, right? Okay, simple, right? Great. So this is a way to do it. And as I say, this is not the right way to use RSS, because you are still, I'm signed up for a Feedly account through Feedly.com, which is a third party, which is not controlling my feed. I control the feed, but it has, at the very least, they see what I see, and they're logging what I'm looking at and when I'm looking at it and all of that. So it's not the best way to use RSS, but it's a way. So what's a slightly better way? Well, how about if you take that into your own hands with a client that you can download as an app? And there are many various clients that you can use. And here's one example that's available, for example, for Mac users, NetNewsWire. And it's a very simple program to download. I've already downloaded it here, so let me open it up. And it looks like this when you open it up for the first time. It has a bunch of feeds preloaded in here, which you may or may not want to subscribe to. Well, BBC News? No thank you. I don't think I want any of those, except maybe the NetNewsWire feed. That might be interesting, actually. So I will delete all those feeds because I don't need them. And then, well, I've got this NetNewsWire feed. Okay, oh, so all of the things that NetNewsWire, this app, is posting. So if there's any major update to the app or something that I need to know about, some security issue or something, I guess it would be in here. But essentially all this is you can go and see, oh, is there anything new today? Well, no, because I'm only subscribed to the NetNewsWire feed, which only posts once every several months. So I want to add a new feed. You can do it here. So you get this new feed, and as there it is, it's already pasted in from the last one that I did. So if I do that, I can add that feed and it'll find the feed and it'll, oh, there we go. Okay, so now all of the feed is there, and I think this is reverse chronological. No, I don't even know what order they're sorting this in. It's, for some reason, this feed is not registering as in chronological order. I don't know why that is, because it is in chronological order, as you can see from Feedly. Anyway, whatever, I'll work that out. But the point is, actually, you can subscribe to feeds that way, or here's an interesting thing. I always forget what the link is, so let's just search it together. Feedly export. Because you can export your OPML from any good news reader, any good client that you're using. You will have an OPML, which is the list of all the feeds that you're subscribed to. And in this case, I click on this link and I can download. It will give me download your Feedly OPML. So all of these feeds that I'm subscribed to are there. So let me, okay, so now it's in my downloads. And so now I can go back to NetNewsReader and I can, I have to import from my downloads that OPML that I just had. If I load that in, it's just going to, oh, there we go. That entire Feedly news feed that I created with all of those different sources are now in my NetNewsWire. Here they all are. And I can read through them and I can see, oh, what's new today? And I can, well, again, I don't know why this is not in chronological order. It definitely is in the feed itself. Anyway, I can see what articles are new today. And I can go through and I can read them here. It gives me the options to mark as unread, mark as starred, if I want to star and keep something. Next unread, reader view. I can go to the reader view and that does nothing. Oh, yeah. Okay, it does format. So here's just the preview, but I can go to reader view and actually read the actual article. I can go to the website itself. It will open in the browser, or I can share it. So again, this is just a standard news reader, and it's not complicated. It really isn't. I know that there's like, what is he doing? What's all this rigmarole and jiggery pokery? It's actually very simple. It's just a way of organizing a feed of information. And there are many ways to do this, and that's one of them. So there's something like NetNewsWire. There's a million of those types of apps that you can download. And then if you are technologically inclined, if you are the GitHub kind of person, well, okay, this is the part for you. So you can go to something like RSS Owl was, I believe, one of the ones that they talk about in this. Yeah, they talk about RSS Owl in this 2017 article, but it has since been discontinued. It's not updated for the current systems. But they do have an RSS Owl Nix, which is on GitHub that you can download, you can compile yourself, and you can start running and using it, and it works on your modern system. Or there's something called Tiny RSS, which again will require a little bit of technological know-how if you have it to get it up and running. You can see the demo here by clicking on that link and logging in as demo. And now. And with that information, it will bring up a demonstration of what this looks like, and whatever. This is whatever garbage feeds it's automatically subscribed to, New York Times or what have you. But again, you can go through and presumably, if you're running your own instance of Tiny RSS, you can obviously create your own feed, and you can look at all the articles that you've done. And I will assume there is a way to import an OPML into this, but again, I don't use Tiny RSS myself. There are other things. For example, Yar. Yar, again, very, very simple to download and get started with. For example, if you're on Mac or Windows or Linux, there are pre-built binaries that are available for download here. So you download the zip and you open it up and put it in your application folder, and it will eventually look like this. And again, like, yeah, what do I do with this? What's this, James? Well, again, you have to build your RSS feed, news feed from the various RSS that you subscribe to. And again, if you happen to have a list like the one that we've just created, you can download it and suddenly, boom, there's my entire news feed. And now it's populated into Yar and I can use Yar. And it's actually as a little button that puts on the menu bar here, on at least on a Mac, and that you just click on and it will load up your Yar, and you can see whatever the latest articles are from whatever sources you're following. So you can see that all the feeds, you can do by category, you can do it by individual source, etc., etc. Again, simple, but it works, right? And there you go. Taking the control back into your own hands. And of course, you can of course add feeds individually if you have a feed that you want to subscribe to. So, all right. So there's all of those options, and I'll give you another type of option. There are various ways that RSS manifests itself. One of which is as, hey, how about a Vivaldi browser, which now includes an algorithm-free feed reader built into your browser itself. It's directly in the Vivaldi browser. So I have gone ahead. I don't generally use Vivaldi, but here we are. And when you boot up Vivaldi, you're going to find this. And if you go over here, oh, it takes a while. Okay, if you go over here, you can bring up all of these options, and that includes a feed reader at some point where, yes, feeds. So you click on the feed button. You can add feeds individually here, of course, by URL again, like we've seen before, or you can import. And I forget where the import. Oh, yeah. Okay. So there is a, in the menu bar, there's an import, and I want to import the OPML file, and then you can choose the file like we have done many times up to this point. Okay, great. And then boom, add feeds, and boom, there's my RSS. See, this is a great thing about RSS. Again, it has nothing to do with the client that you are using. The client is just a gateway into these news feeds, but you have chosen, I want this feed and this feed and this feed and this feed. And you can take that list and put it literally in any client, and it will all do the same thing. They all look different. They all function differently. There might be different ways to access this. It looks like that in the Vivaldi browser, for example, it doesn't look like that there's the categories that have populated to the other news clients, like with Climate and MSM and News and Op-Ed and what have you. So if that's important to you, you might not want to use this. This doesn't look like it has any graphics, so if there's any picture associated with the article, it's not going to be pulling it into Vivaldi, etc. If that's a problem, maybe you don't want to use. But again, it's up to you. There are many, many different clients, and they all look and function slightly differently, and it's whichever one you like, whichever one's easiest. And as I say, for beginners who have zero tech interest or inclination, maybe something like a Feedly would be more up your alley. For people who are 100% gung-ho all the way, I can do all of this myself, go to GitHub and compile tiny RSS or whatever it is that you like and use it that way. But the beautiful thing, as I say, you can create this list and this feed, and you can take it to any client you want and use it there. So I think it's, again, incredibly simple, but incredibly powerful. And I get that the first time you ever do it, which client do I use and what do I do? And it looks complicated. I'm just going back to Twitter. Try to resist that. I think it will be worth your time not to. Now, here's the other problem with all of this, because as I say, this is a great, wonderful, amazing technology. But as I have pointed out many times, a technology that was deliberately undermined by the big tech oligarchs. And I say that again advisedly, because I was there to see the death of FeedBurner, an incredibly handy way that was very easy for people to make an RSS feed and to subscribe to RSS feeds and to find RSS feeds, that was deliberately taken over, literally bought out by Google, and then left to die. And it took a year or two, they just kind of neglected it, didn't update it, didn't do anything with it, didn't promote it, and then they discontinued it. And now it doesn't exist because you guys don't want that RSS. That's so old fashioned, choosing what you want to see when you want it. No. The new thing is social media and YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. And they're going to be deciding what you see and when and how you see it. And Facebook's going to be running their social media experiments about manipulating your emotions by manipulating your newsfeed, etc. Again, if that's news to you, look it up. It's the real stuff that's really happening. Anyway, so the problem with this is that nowadays, most website owners and people who are starting websites and podcasts, do people even have websites anymore? Everyone just gets a Twitter feed or whatever. That is their online presence. But to even the people who do have websites, RSS, oh yeah, that, I guess that's a thing. Is that still a thing? Whatever. I don't know what that is. Who cares? I'm not going to put that on my site. So unfortunately, it's getting harder and harder to find RSS feeds. And I was just doing a bit of experimentation to see who has the easiest to find RSS feeds. I was delighted to see that Whitney Webb has an RSS feed right here on her menu bar. Awesome. Good stuff. Ryan over at Last American Vagabond has it right here in the menu bar. Awesome. Good stuff. Derek at Conscious Resistance. If there is an RSS feed, I certainly can't find it in any of these links anywhere. However, there are a couple of things you can do. One is to take the website URL from the URL bar, copy that, and let's go to a newsreader. Which one shall we use? Let's use Yar. Why not? And let's just copy that in. And then after the slash, let's not use our caps lock. After the slash, let's add feed and just see if there is. Because often sites will have a sort of built-in auto-generated RSS feed. Even if the website owner doesn't even know about it, it can still exist sometimes. So if we do that with the Conscious Resistance, are we going to get a feed? And yes, we are. And there you go. Okay, cool. And there's Derek's RSS feed. So again, you don't even necessarily need to have the RSS feed link. Sometimes you just put feed after the main URL and there will be a feed. But sometimes that doesn't work. And for example, I remember Children's Health Defense has good articles and they do have good information, but it is there is no feed. I know there is no feed because I talked to them a couple of years ago about this. There's no RSS feed. What? Okay, guys, great. You've got X, LinkedIn, Rumble, Substack, whatever. I mean, all sorts of obscure social media things that are used by three people ever, but no RSS feed. What are you guys doing? I don't think that feed hack is going to work here. Let's try it out. You know what? Let's try it out on Net News Wire. because I want to show, again, this is on anything. Okay, so take that main thing and add feed. I don't think that this works. Oh, it does work for the Defender. Oh, yay. Great. Okay. So I finally do have a way. All right, good. So there is a hack. There is a workaround. There are also sites that will apparently generate your RSS feeds automatically from various URLs. So if we took that Children's Health Defense and generated an RSS feed, it will supposedly generate one for you. That may or may not work. Yeah. And again, sign up to get your feed URL. No thank you. But I get it. This is how things like this are going to work. There's also Fetch RSS, which apparently does much the same thing. It will generate an RSS feed from any given web page that you will then be able to load up. And yeah, but they're not great. They're not wonderful. They're not foolproof. So if there is a source that you really like, that you really think is a great source, and you want to follow that, and they don't have an RSS feed, pester them. Get them to generate an RSS feed. It is not rocket science. Even I can code a basic RSS feed, and I should actually spend the time in really upgrading my RSS feed, and I will do that. That's my New Year's resolution. I will be up pimping out my RSS feeds to make them even cooler than they are already, and there are ways to do that. But anyway, if I can do it, anyone can do it. It is not so hard to generate an RSS feed. And anyone who does have a website and is devoted to actually getting around the social media middlemen should be taking the time to do this. So pester them. If there is some source that you like out there, hey guys, you got a great website. You know what would make it even better? An RSS feed. Get on that. And anyway, see if you can make that happen. And report back, because I would like to hear your experience with this. As I say, this can be as easy or as complicated as you want it. It can be an incredibly useful, incredibly valuable tool, but only if you use it as the tool that is intended to be used as. And let me put this out there. I think let's take the holiday RSS challenge. For anyone out there who is interested in RSS, who thinks that this is an interesting thing, but has yet to take that leap into actually creating an RSS newsfeed for themselves, I challenge you to create that RSS newsfeed. And for the month of December, to use the RSS newsfeed instead of Twitter or what have you. At least replace some section, some segment, some whatever, 20% of your time that you would normally spend scrolling endlessly through whatever app or social media platform you like. Spend 20% of that time looking at a newsfeed instead that you have curated from sources that you like, and see if that does not make a difference in the way that you understand, consume, and take in information. I know, as I've said in the really simple syndication episode of Solutions Watch, it's such a basic seeming thing that really did transform the way that I go through, process, understand, collect information. And it truly did make things a lot better for me in terms of collecting information, going through information. I'm able to read more, sort through information more quickly. There's less of the clutter and nonsense that is associated with social media. I just get to the information, which is what I'm interested in, and I help to avoid that social media algorithm manipulation, which is subtly changing our minds. So having said all of that, here you go. For David McBain and everyone else who needs to know how to use that RSS thing, this is how to use that. And I hope it is, I hope that this tutorial has been edifying for you. Anyway, as I say, take the challenge and let me know how it goes. How is RSS helpful or unhelpful for you in your own particular use profile? And on that note, I think we're going to leave it there for today. I'm James Corbett of CorbettReport.com. I thank you for investing your time in this edition of Solutions Watch, and I'm looking forward to talking to you again in the near future.